Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rockridge scoring a walk-off baseball win on Thursday, 4-3 over Sherrard. You sweep the regular season series, and you got an outstanding performance earlier in the week pitching-wise with Justin Foy, win 7-0. So it looks like a pretty good week of baseball so far for the Rockets.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, any time we play, you know, Sherrard or Orion or Mercer County, it's kind of game we circle on the calendar just because we get a lot of kids that grow up together and play with each other. So I know our guys were excited. It was nice to go over there and get a win. Justin threw great for us, and we kind of talked the next 2 days about how, you know, I promised those guys we're going to see a fired up Sherrard team come over here tonight. That's kind of the way it seems to always go in this series, and we got a good effort from them tonight, and thankfully we just made enough plays at the end, and we get a big hit from Riley Federer to walk us off in the seventh.
Yeah, so they – I think they did they tie it up in the top half of the seventh, 3-3, or in the
sixth?
So Federer gets the big hit. A little bit about what happened in the seventh to score you the win.
Yeah, you know, we get our four guy up. Drake Wachnow's had a good year for us all year. Hits a tough ball to the shortstop that kind of takes a weird hop on him. He ends up getting on first base. We end up being able to move him up on a steal. They put Cole Wiseman on, make it basically we get to a first and third situation and with two outs and kind of knowing, well, this is either we're playing extra inning baseball or Riley Federer's going to be the guy. And to his credit, got down, I think, 0-2 or 1-2 and fouled off some tough pitches, got to a 3-2 count, and then stayed back on a curveball and hit it just out of the reach of A.J. Haddell, set it short for the walk-off win.
And then when you start talking about extra innings, I think baseball coaches are more sensitive this year with extra innings because that means another inning of throwing another pitcher out there, and who knows how many pitches you're going to give up. So it's big for both teams to stay away from these extra inning games, I assume.
Yeah, I think 100%. I know, you know, we've been in a couple of those spots, not a ton, but it's 100% changed the way that we kind of approach coaching those situations where we might be more aggressive in a squeeze type or a double steals type situation because, you know, at a small school, if you got a 5 or 6 game a week, you don't have enough arms to get to that, you know, 8th, 9th, 10th inning. So I was really happy we could win it there. We are off Saturday, so we would have had some arms available, but, you know, the pitch count thing does change things, so it's nice to not have to go to extras.
You know, and I know sometimes it's tough to get a read on baseball, you know, early in the season when you're playing in March, and maybe you struggle a little bit when you're trying to, you know, they call it a work in progress. But really, in high school baseball, I tell people, everyone can really overcome slow starts. It's a sport where it's about kind of you want to make sure you're peaking at the right time at the end of the season, because I think the weather changes dramatically from March to May when it's more summer baseball weather, and baseball games are played differently and the ball moves differently when there's warmer weather. What do you think of the progress of this group so far here in 2017?
I'm really proud of where we've come from. I know we started out 1-4, and I think we scored like 9 runs in our first 5 games, and I'm kind of scratching my thinking, well, we better learn how to bunt and run and do all kinds of different things. And then since then, you know, like you said, kind of weather warmed up and we weren't getting some of those cold winds, and we started to hit a little bit, and we've just done a good job. You know, all the flaws we've brought, we got a great group of kids that are just real hardworking. So if we ask them to do something, you know, and we get some practice time to do it, I think we do a pretty good job responding. And because of that, I think we've been able to go like, I don't know, 7-2 since that start or something like that. So.
Well, and I know when we saw Foy early in the season, I think it was the first game of the year, you know, control wasn't spot on, where I think he walked 7. But still, I thought his stuff, well, if he can throw strikes, he's going to be tough to hit. Well, apparently he's starting to throw strikes, pound the zone. So how good was he Monday in that performance against Sherrard?
You didn't want to say this, but I thought Monday he was as close to unhittable as probably you're going to see him. I mean, he threw 86 pitches in 7 innings, and that's with a couple errors behind him, you know. And you know, I know Connor Pickens did a nice job getting to same back, hitting the ball to over the third baseman's head, but other than that, they didn't scratch a hit off of him. And I thought stuff-wise, he was about as good as I've seen him. And then really, that's, you kind of hit the nail on the head, Jim. For Justin, if he's in the strike zone, he's really tough. Even if he's not always in the strike zone, he's really tough because of the stuff he has. But I think that's what we're kind of seeing early out. He was kind of easing in, and I thought he had to fix some things mechanically. He's done a nice job of doing that, and the last couple of times out, he's been really sharp.
All right, so 7-2 since the 1-4 start, or something. Yeah, 8-2. So your position in the conference is now what? After the sweep this week?
We're 6-0. I
like that, Dan.
I like that a lot. I didn't know how we'd be, and we beat a good Fulton team. You know, they're pretty good with that one on their mound. We got, and then we've got Morrison and Riverdale left. Riverdale 2 next week, then Morrison 2 the following week. So we're kind of in a good seat. We always talk about, you know, we want to be the team that can control their own destiny, and thankfully we put ourselves in that position. Hope we can close it out.
Always nice to get a walk-off win at home. Nice going today, Coach Neil McConney.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Appreciate the coverage.
That's Neil McConney joining us on WRMJ.